Middays with Mannix and Mannix. We're back to conclude our first hour on this Thursday edition. The University of Southern Maine Huskies women's basketball team are 16-1 and a perfect 8-0 in their Little East season so far. Most recent game last night, a 75-51 win at Plymouth State on the road in Little East Conference play this weekend as well before they're back home on Wednesday to face UMass Boston. Here joining us to talk all about that team is their head coach, David Chadbourne. Coach, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And as we mentioned here, 16-1 season so far, perfect 7-0 on your home floor, 8-0 in the conference, and you've rattled off 13 wins in a row. Your team seems to be clicking on just about all cylinders right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a coach, you always, you know, I'm always looking at stuff we need to do better. So, I mean, we're playing very well. I'm real happy with the kids. I've been happy with them all year. It's been fun so far. You know, this group really works hard, and they like each other and like to be in the gym. So what else can you ask for?
Yeah, and Coach, it's been really fun to see. And you guys are starting to get a little bit of that national recognition that the NESCAC schools here in Maine have gotten with the D3 hoops poll giving you some votes. Not enough to crack it. Do you think that respect's coming soon, or do you even pay attention to that outside crap that you can't control?
To be honest with you, I never even look, you know, but people bring it up to me, so I know kind of what's going on, but I don't really pay attention to it. So, I mean, it would be nice. It'd be nice recognition, and I think the group deserves it. I think we're of that quality, to be honest.
Yeah, certainly, and it's been a nice run for this team this year, and I mean, there's certainly a lot of players getting it done, but one storyline that a lot of people have certainly focused on is your leading scorer, J.C. Christopher, who of course came to you from the University of Maine, a former Division I athlete. She looks like she's been a real good fit to the program.
Yeah, I mean, she's gotten a lot of attention, and rightly so, but you know, I'm going to say this, and I say this to everybody, and it's because it's true. JC has, for a kid that's so good, so talented, has the least amount of ego of anybody I've seen in 39 years of college coaching. So she just came in and just fit right in, just cared about the group, cared about, you know, the success of the group. So she's made the transition with a transfer so much easier.
Yeah, and Coach, do you think, too, it must speak volumes to your program to be able to attract a player like that? I know in reading the D3 Hoops article that was written about her, unbelievable piece, some of the stuff you talked about, too, was the national championships that were won, you know, in years past here that have built this culture of winning, and it really kind of inspires players that maybe are at a D1 level to seek out this education at USM and also play for you. Can you maybe speak a little bit about that culture that's been created that you've continued there at USM?
Yeah, I mean, we have the banner in my office of all the NCAAs, all the Final Fours, all the national championship games that they played in, and it's spectacular. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable. So it's where it was, and now we're trying to build that back and try to get somewhere. I'm not sure it ever could be, you know, replicated, but to get back, you know what I mean, come back in the NCAAs, back in the, you know, hunt for championships every year. I mean, that's the goal. So, and I think it can be done. Coach Feichel obviously has unbelievable success, and so, like, he stops in all the time and we chat, and so it's great to kind of mesh the past with what we're trying to do now.
Yeah, and you're doing it as a lot of Division III coaches in the state of Maine are, with an awful lot of Maine talent. We certainly have talked about J.C. Christopher, but I mean, you look all up and down your roster, and I'm seeing it's just a who's who of, like, stars in high school basketball from the state of Maine, from, you know, from everywhere, from Brunswick to Chevres to Coney, Hamden Academy, Gray New Gloucester. Yeah. I mean, there's just so... It's just such a wealth of talent.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, honestly, that attracted me about coming back and coaching in Maine in girls basketball, because you can really, like, you can be nationally good with just Maine kids. You know, girls high school basketball, Maine's really good, really good. So, and that, I enjoy that. That's a fun part for me.
Yeah, and what do you think it is about to bringing a team of Mainers together? It feels like because this area is such, we call it, it's a big state, but it's really a small town all in all. People know everyone. Do you think that makes much easier for them to come together as a group maybe sooner for you as a coach?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. It's just they have built-in chemistry because they all kind of know each other. They've either played together in AAU, certainly played against each other. And, like, I, you know, when I go to recruit a kid from Maine, I'll ask my kids now, I go, do you know this girl? You know, and they're like, yeah. And they, you know what I mean? So they all know each other. So it definitely helps.
Well, and it's funny, too, because I'm looking at a couple sophomores on your roster here, in Morgan Cunningham of Coney. Dakota Shipley of Brunswick, and it's not long ago that Taylor and I were calling a state championship game where those two players opposed each other. So now they are teammates and pulling in the same direction.
No kidding.
That's really good. See, those stories are part of what makes it awesome, isn't it?
No question. The other third part of that group is Lucy Wiles.
Yes,
right. And they're all roommates together, and they're always together. So they're like best friends. So it's great.
Yeah, and I like Lexi Morin in the mix too. It's so funny that Brunswick team. That Brunswick team was so talented.
Oh, loaded. You know, and they had Maddie Warner, who's at UNE, doing really good things too. So that team was loaded.
Yeah, it certainly was, and it made sense why it won a state championship without a doubt there. Looking forward here, obviously, you're currently atop the Little East Conference. You've got another road game coming up this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about WestCon and what sorts of things they'll kind of look to do and how they'll challenge you.
Well, I think the challenge with WestCon is they have two transfers, both from Franklin Pierce University, where I used to coach the men's program. So I know those two girls, and they're very good players. And I think that they're still trying to mesh that group together. I'm just hoping it doesn't mesh on Saturday. That they're a talented group that has a chance. I mean, they upset Rhode Island College. I mean, they can play. You know, I don't think their record indicates quite the talent level that they have. So anytime you go on the road, it's always a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You worry about just not being able to make shots, and you know what I mean? The good thing about my group is we've had those spells, but we defend pretty well, and we rebound pretty well. And we do the other things pretty well, so until our shots start falling, we that keeps us in it.
Yeah, and no home games for your team until Wednesday of next week when the Beacons of UMass Boston come into town.
No.
Obviously, the home court's been important to you this year. You haven't lost on the home court. What kind of an advantage does it give you in the environment there in Gorham?
I think it's from starting from like second semester last year when we really started to kind of take off a little bit and get better. I think people, in Gorham, miss coming to games a lot and miss seeing, probably the team be a little bit more competitive. And I think they've really kind of bought in and like this group, and they can be fun to watch. You know what I mean? They play good basketball. And you know how that works. Anytime you're winning, people kind of gravitate to it.
Absolutely, and no doubt with the amount of winning that USM Huskies women's basketball is doing right now, more and more will gravitate towards you as the season goes on. David Chadbourne, head coach of the USM women's basketball team, thanks for sharing a few minutes with us. Great season so far, and we'll certainly be following along the rest of the way.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it. Again, David Chadbourne, head coach of the USM Huskies women's basketball team. 16-1 right now and 8-0 in the Little East. Taylor and I will be back for hour number two. It is Middays with Mannix and Mannix here on this Thursday edition on 96.3 WJJB, The Big Jab.